The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. We subscribe to five. It's always a mixed bag what I've got in front of me for each episode. Let's begin with this one. Help me find love after 50. It's never too late to meet Mr. Right for You. Here, experts share simple ways to boost your dating mojo and spark a genuine connection. First, rev confidence. Create your gift list. Jot down your best qualities, encourages dating coach Liza Cooper. These are things that make you unique, she says. Maybe you're famous for your lasagna or you're especially affectionate and caring. Write down at least six of your gifts and keep adding to that list. Eventually, these gifts can become part of your dating profile. But more than anything, this is a way to reconnect with everything you bring to a relationship. Reflect on your past. One exercise I often suggest is noticing how you feel with someone you adore, like your best friend, says Cooper. Write down how they make you feel. Then do the same in reverse. Reflect on a difficult relationship and note how it made you feel. Mark that list with a clear no and place a yes over the feelings you want to experience instead. This contrast helps you move forward with greater intention and avoid painful patterns. Focus on aligned love. For women in midlife, it's not about having a checklist, it's about understanding your values, says expert Nadia Edwards. She calls this aligned love, and the best way to find it is by focusing on four key categories: emotional, how you want to feel in a relationship, like safe or connected; practical, from finances to everyday habits; relational, how you communicate; and lifestyle, your priorities, from family to religion. These factors help you gain clarity on whether a potential partner aligns with the life you're creating now. Then cast your net. Flex your funny bone. When you're working on your profile, don't be afraid to be yourself, quirks and all, urges expert Francine Russo. Everyone likes the beach or the movies, but what sets you apart? Maybe you'll happily spend hours at the farmer's market hunting for the perfect cauliflower. Or you have a deep love for old rock and roll music. And don't forget to have a sense of humor about yourself. I'm the kind of woman who, when I walk into a room, well, I'm inside the room, she says with a laugh. But my friends think I'm cute. What do you think? Tell your tribe. Let a few trusted people know you're open to love, Cooper says. This may not be how you ultimately meet someone, but it helps you practice articulating what you're looking for. Another surprising strategy. I've met many women over 50 who met someone at a reunion, she reveals. You're surrounded by people navigating similar transitions. Even if romance doesn't spark, reconnection often does. And a book recommendation. If you're a fan of Ashley Poston's The 7-Year Slip or Rebecca Searle's In 5 Years, Maureen Goo's new book, that's G-O-O, and the book One and Only, captures the same magical charm. Kasia Park comes from a long line of soulmate matchmakers, but as she nears 40, she still hasn't found the one. Enter Ellis, a handsome younger man who can't be her match, can he? As family truths arise, Kasia questions the meaning of destiny. And from Woman's World, earn more cash when you sell your stuff. Ready to earn a bundle when offloading big-ticket items like your house, car, and electronics? A few savvy, expert-approved steps can help you pocket even more money. First, for selling your home, entice interested home buyers. First impressions matter, especially when it comes to your biggest asset. Fortunately, a few easy tweaks can spark that I'd love to live here feeling and motivate buyers to make a strong offer. Inspire check-in vibes. Before listing your home, imagine you're a hotel guest stepping into a suite for the first time. suggests real estate pro Katie Spaniak. Think about what people love most about hotel rooms. They're clutter-free and feel wonderfully inviting. Then try to get as close to that as you can with your home. For example, a fresh bedspread and fluffy pillows, even inexpensive ones, help buyers picture your home as a comfy retreat. Go for the trendiest shades. Neutral tones are your secret weapon. Swapping out bright accents like a red rug or orange vase for lighter colored options makes rooms appear bigger and brighter in photo listings. Bold colors also pull focus away from your home's best features like sunny windows, while neutral tones ensure buyers zero in on what matters most. To complete the look, consider painting your walls a grayish color, such as Benjamin Moore's White Dove, she suggests. This classic blend of gray and beige instantly transforms any room in your home, making it feel warm and truly welcoming. What about a car? Turning your sedan, SUV, or truck into extra cash is easier than you think, and these tactics can help you get every dollar your vehicle deserves. First, compare multiple quotes. Don't settle for the first offer you get. Shopping around can pay off big, says Sean Tucker, managing editor at Kelsey Blue Book. Start by getting free, no-obligation offers online. Enter your car's details at sites for companies that buy and sell used cars like CarMax and Carvana.com, as well as platforms that connect you with dealers such as TrueCar.com and KBB.com. Each will give you a price that's guaranteed for several days. With a few quotes in hand, you can choose the highest one or use them as bargaining power by visiting local car dealerships in person and asking if they'll beat the offer. Many people don't realize you can shop your trade-in around to multiple dealers, Tucker says. Give your car a spa day. The easiest no-cost way to boost your car's resale value is to clean it thoroughly, says Tucker. Buyers are quick to negotiate down if they spot smudges or catch a whiff of odors, he explains. A sparkling exterior, vacuumed rugs, a fresh-smelling cabin, and polished windows signal that you've been taking care of your vehicle, and it's worth top dollar. Make the most from electronics. If you've got a phone, laptop, or other gadget gathering dust, chances are there's a buyer out there who wants it. Just a few easy tweaks can help you get more for your device. Sell direct. It may seem like the easiest option, but don't trade in at Amazon or Best Buy. You'll typically earn more on peer-to-peer websites like Facebook Marketplace, Swappa.com, that's SWAPPA.com, or OfferUp.com, OfferUp.com, because you're selling directly to the buyer, explains Ken Colburn, founder and CEO of the Phoenix, Arizona computer-based repair company Data Doctors. For a safe handoff, ask the buyer to meet you in the parking lot of your local police station or check out safetradespots.com, SafetradeSpots.com. And market like a pro. Standout listings draw more prospective buyers and bigger offers. Luckily, it's easy to show off your item like a marketing professional. Be sure to use natural lighting and snap bright, clear photos from every angle, plus close-ups of ports and screens, advises Colburn. Include shots with the device turned off to spotlight scratch-free glass, he adds. And if possible, include pictures of the original box, charger, or case, since a complete package feels more valuable. Finally, mention the model, number, and condition. The more details you provide, the faster you'll sell the item and the more money you'll earn from it. And post your item Friday morning. Research shows shopper traffic peaks this day of the week. Who knew? Reverse three types of menodryness. As estrogen levels tumble with menopause, skin's ability to produce collagen, elastin, and hydrating oil drops, making it harder to hold on to moisture. But simple strategies can reverse common menopausal dryness complaints naturally. First, dry mouth. Your mouth contains estrogen receptors that help salivary glands produce moisture. And when levels of the hormone fall, your risk of oral discomfort can jump more than 600%, per a review in the Journal of Midlife Health. But researchers found that supplementing with pine bark extract improved saliva production by 82% and curbed mouth dryness by 60% within 2 weeks. The plant's procyanidins boost microcirculation to the tiny vessels in your mouth and gums to support saliva production. The next type of menodryness is vaginal irritation. For half of us, vaginal tissues become thinner, drier, and irritated with menopause, known as vaginal atrophy. While local vaginal estrogen is a safe, effective way to increase hydration, a prescription isn't your only option. A review in the Journal of Menopause Medicine found that vitamin E suppositories may be equally effective at reversing vaginal atrophy when used daily for 12 weeks. The antioxidant strengthens and repairs the vaginal lining, keeping tissues hydrated. And the third type of dryness is coarse skin. The head-to-toe dryness, up to 50% of us report with menopause, worsens in winter, since cold weather dulls thirst cues that keep us hydrated. In addition to the liquids you already sip throughout the day, tag team every meal or snack with herbal tea, seltzer, or water. This may be all it takes to increase your water intake by the 2 additional liters a day, a Portuguese study found improved skin hydration by as much as 40%. Boost your metabolism by taking a stand. Looking for an easy way to rev your metabolism? Trade 30 minutes of sitting for standing and walking. A study in the Scandinavian Journal of Sports Medicine and Science showed that people who did so daily experienced marked improvements in metabolic flexibility, a sign of better fat burning and blood sugar control, within 6 months. Study authors note that swapping sedentary time for light physical activity helps the body use energy more efficiently. And an easy strategy for nixing back pain, this from Woman's Day. Relieving lower back pain can be as simple as adopting 30:15 standing routine. New research in the journal Applied Ergonomics found that desk workers with lower back pain who stood for 15 minutes for every 30 minutes of sitting reported fewer aches after 3 months. Participants also reported lower stress levels, improved concentration, and better productivity. For tips and information about this pain-easing technique, visit womansworld.com/3015routine. So that's 30-15. Slash your osteoporosis risk. Age-related hormone shifts can reduce bone mass and density, putting us at risk for osteoporosis or weak and brittle bones. Known as a silent disease, the condition often goes undetected until a bone breaks. But there's no need to get to that point. You can strengthen your bones and ward off painful breaks with these 4 simple strategies. 1. Warm up with white chili. This hearty dish wards off osteoporosis when you make it with white beans, such as cannellini. White beans are rich in calcium, a key nutrient for building and maintaining strong bones. And research in the International Journal of Food Sciences and Nutrition found cooking beans makes it easier for the body to absorb calcium and other bone-building nutrients like magnesium and zinc. Add cheese and sour cream for an extra calcium boost. Next, have a seat. Weight-bearing exercises stimulate the growth of bone-forming cells while also strengthening the important muscles that support your bones. And according to researchers at Harvard, you can easily get that benefit at home with chair exercises. Try the chair stand to get started. Sitting in a chair against the wall, for extra stability, slowly stand up and straight with your arms crossed over your chest. Then slowly sit back down. Aim for 8 to 12 reps at least once a day. Cue up a comedy. Your favorite sitcom or funny movie protects your bones. Laughter reduces your levels of the stress hormone cortisol, which breaks down bone tissue, by 39%, Loma Linda University experts say. And try the elevator trick. Research has shown that much of our bone turnover, that's the natural replacement of old bone with new, happens while we snooze. But if racing thoughts disrupt your rest, the elevator trick can help you get bone-building Z's. To do, imagine stepping into an elevator. Visualize your body relaxing as you slowly descend to each floor while repeating to yourself, "This thought can wait." The mindfulness practice helps you drift off fast. And another book recommendation, A Secluded Lakeside Resort, A Missing Girl, A Shocking Murder. Mary Kubica is the author, K-U-B-I-C-A. Her latest thriller, It's Not Her, has all this and more. Courtney Gray is settled into a relaxing family vacation, but then she hears screaming and discovers the bodies of her brother and sister-in-law and her niece is missing. As police descend on the resort, family secrets emerge and Courtney panics. Is she a victim in this horrific crime or the culprit? Gratitude is good for your heart. Grateful hearts may be healthier hearts, say experts in the Journal of Positive Psychology. In the study, people who wrote a letter of gratitude had hearts that recovered faster from a stressful task than those who wrote a letter describing their apartment. In another experiment, those who focused on three things they were grateful for each day had lower resting pulse rates than a non-gratitude group did. The theory? Gratitude enhances our ability to adapt to pressures, which reduces wear and tear on the cardiovascular system. Another reason to take a walk. Engaging in activities like brisk walking and cycling could keep gynecologic cancers at bay, according to an internal Journal of Women's Health study. Women who did so for at least 150 minutes spread over 3 days of the week were 36% less likely to be diagnosed with cervical, uterine, or ovarian cancer than their less active counterparts. Among the ways regular exercise protects, it combats inflammation and oxidative stress, processes that can damage your cells and contribute to cancerous changes. Moving to some tasty recipes from Good Housekeeping. Steak with salsa verde. So I've got two different recipes. One for the steak, one for the salsa verde. For the steak, active time 10 minutes, total is 25. We need 2 strip steaks, each about 3/4 of a pound and about 1.5 inches thick, left at room temperature for 20 minutes. Kosher salt and pepper. 1 tablespoon neutral oil, such as grapeseed, canola, or vegetable. And either a mushroom Cabernet reduction, salsa verde, which I'm going to do, and or easy béarnaise sauce for serving. I'm going to do the salsa verde because it's much easier. Heat oven to 425. Season each steak with a 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Heat medium cast iron skillet on medium high. Add oil and heat until shimmering. Add steaks and cook until brown, 2 to 3 minutes on each side, including the fat cap if there is one. Transfer skillet to the oven and roast steaks to desired doneness 4 to 6 minutes for medium rare, or about 125 degrees in the middle. Transfer steaks to cutting board and let rest 10 minutes before serving, before slicing. And then we're going to top with or serve with the salsa verde or sauce of your choice, and this serves 4 people. Here's the salsa verde. Active and total time are both 15 minutes. 2 cups flat leaf parsley leaves from a small bunch, roughly chopped. 1.5 tablespoon capers, chopped. 2 anchovy fillets, finely chopped. 1 clove of garlic, grated. 1 teaspoon lemon zest plus 2 tablespoons lemon juice. Kosher salt and pepper, and 1/2 cup olive oil. In a mini food processor, pulse parsley until very finely chopped. Add capers, anchovies, garlic, lemon zest, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper, and pulse to combine, scraping down sides as necessary. Add oil and lemon juice and pulse just to combine. Serve over steak about 2 tablespoons per serving. And if you have some sauce left over, you can serve it with lamb, pork, chicken, seafood, eggs, potatoes, or roasted vegetables. This makes about 3/4 cup. It sounds like a very versatile sauce. How about Marry Me Chicken? What's better than chicken in a creamy sun-dried tomato sauce? Well, the fact that it's ready in 30 minutes. This makes 4 servings, active times 20, total is 30. 4 6-ounce boneless, skinless chicken breast halves, 1/2 teaspoon crushed dried rosemary, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1/4 plus 1/8 teaspoon pepper, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 1/2 cup lower sodium chicken broth, 1/2 cup heavy cream, 1/3 cup sun-dried tomato pesto, and 1/4 cup chopped fresh basil and some basil leaves. Rub chicken with rosemary, salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. In a large nonstick skillet, heat oil over medium-high heat. Add chicken. Cook, flipping once until browned about 3 minutes per side, and then remove. Add broth, heavy cream, sun-dried tomato pesto, and 1/8 teaspoon pepper to the same skillet. Return chicken to the skillet. Bring to a boil. Reduce heat to medium-low. Cover. Cook until chicken is no longer pink in the thickest part, 6 to 8 minutes. Then transfer chicken to a serving plate. Stir the basil into the sauce mixture. Pour over the chicken. Garnish with fresh basil leaves. And a plant-based option here from Good Housekeeping, slow cooker, hearty sweet potato and peanut stew. That's something different. Active time is 20 minutes, total 4 hours and 20 on high, or 8 hours and 20 on low. We need 1 28-ounce can of fire-roasted crushed tomatoes, 4 cloves of garlic, finely chopped, 1/2 cup natural creamy peanut butter, 2 tablespoons tomato paste, 2 teaspoons reduced sodium vegetable bouillon base, they used better than bouillon, 1 teaspoon ground cumin, 1/2 teaspoon ground coriander, 1/2 teaspoon ground turmeric, kosher salt, 1.5 pounds of sweet potatoes peeled and cut into 1.5-inch pieces, 1 large onion chopped, 1 14-ounce can of low-sodium chickpeas, 1 1-inch piece of ginger peeled and grated, 1 cinnamon stick, 10 ounces rainbow Swiss chard, stems and leaves chopped, divided, and 1/4 cup roasted salted peanuts, chopped. In a 6-quart slow cooker, whisk together the crushed tomatoes, garlic, peanut butter, tomato paste, bouillon base, cumin, coriander, turmeric, 2 cups water, and 1/2 teaspoon salt. Add sweet potatoes, onion, chickpeas with their liquid, ginger, and cinnamon stick. Cover and cook on high for 4 hours or low for 8. In the last 15 minutes of cooking, gently stir in the Swiss chard stems. Cook on high for 5 minutes. Then gently stir in the Swiss chard leaves and cook for 10 minutes more. Discard the cinnamon stick. Serve in bowls sprinkled with peanuts. And this makes or serves 4. And we need a dessert from Woman's Day. Red, white, and blueberry pizza. Active time is 25 minutes. Total is 25 plus cooling. And this serves 12. This is something you could take to a gathering. We need all-purpose flour for dusting. 1 16-ounce package of refrigerated sugar cookie dough. 2 tablespoons strawberry jam. 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice. 1 pound of strawberries, hulled and cut into pieces. 1 1/2 cups blueberries. 1 8-ounce package of cream cheese at room temperature. 1/4 cup confectioner's sugar. 2 cups refrigerated whipped topping, such as Cool Whip. Heat oven to 350. Lightly flour a piece of parchment paper. Shape the cookie dough into a disc shape. Then roll out on parchment into a 12-inch round or 3 1/4-inch thick rounds. Slide parchment with cookie dough onto a baking sheet. Bake until lightly golden brown, 15 to 18 minutes. Transfer cookie, still on parchment, to a wire rack and let cool for at least 15 minutes. Meanwhile, in a large bowl, whisk together the jam and lemon juice. Add berries and toss to coat. Using electric mixer, beat the cream cheese and sugar in a large bowl until smooth, about 1 minute. Add whipped topping and beat to combine. Spread the cream cheese mixture onto the cooled cookie, leaving a 1/2-inch border, sort of like pizza. Top with the berry mixture. Makes a very pretty looking dessert without too much trouble, right? Blood sugar fix. Supplementing with 2,000 milligrams of L-carnitine daily can deliver blood sugar benefits within 12 weeks, Chinese findings suggest. They analyzed data from 8 studies and determined the strategy lowered women's fasting blood sugar and insulin while improving their insulin sensitivity. L-carnitine balances blood sugar by enabling cells to burn fat more efficiently. To get the perks, take a tablet or try adding L-carnitine powder to your smoothies. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. We hope you've enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Ladies Magazines, available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call our all-purpose number, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Join me next time.